know how porous our bodies are. So we've tried as much as possible to place our men on the ground, especially where we have these footpaths and places that people can possibly cross. We are manning the place 24/7 to ensure that we don't see a situation where strangers will enter without our notice. If such people even want to enter the country, they may want to use places other than the approved routes. So we've intensified our security over there to ensure that people do not just use the place like that. As much as possible, we want to ward off anyone who wants to use such places and encourage the use of the main border here. Some of the security issues, we cannot discuss them openly, because once you start giving your security details to the public, you are exposing yourself to risk as well. People may thrive on that information to capitalize on the loopholes in the system. So I don't want to give so much details. We're also encouraging citizens. I'm just coming from a DISEC meeting. What we've agreed on is to do sensitization program. The natives, they know themselves more than even we do. So we are encouraging every citizen, be it at the border or even within the country, that when they see strangers that they are not comfortable with, they must draw the attention of the security agencies. Because I believe those people thrived on some information from within before they were able to strike. So as much as possible, we've encouraged them to draw attention to any strangers that want to come into the community. And even if somebody wants to come to rent a house or something, and they are not very sure of the comfortable with the person, they are not very sure of the background, we are ready to come in to make an assessment of the person. In addition to the security, let me add one thing. The military is also here to support us. They were here this morning and they are on patrols as well. So another security agency is the police. We are all working together to ensure the borders are safe.